Welcome to Vertical View, a podcast to inspire and motivate leaders, teams, and corporations. I'm your host, Chris Williams. Today's episode is about trying to figure out how I got here. On today's episode, we'll discuss why a podcast, who am I, and what's to expect from Vertical View. So if you're ready, I know I am, let's get vertical. Why a podcast, you ask? Great question. Thanks for asking. And then, how did you get here? Another great question. Honestly, from my early days, I feel like I was destined to do this. Seriously, I do. In my younger years, and of course now I'm almost 50, I would entertain my parents and their friends by imitating Bob Barker. I'd stand behind the curtain with my imaginary microphone, and I would come out from behind the curtain, introducing myself as Bob Barker, host of The Price is Right. Yeah, it was pretty awesome. And my parents got a pretty good kick out of it. And I soon found I love to entertain. Second, I like to talk. And any of you who knows me, that's true. If it's driving down the road and pointing out every road sign, or if it's just really talking during the middle of a show. Or three, talking to myself. Now, I don't tell many people that, but I'm telling you today. I actually like to cast vision. I like to talk through a plan. And I love to motivate through my words. Sounds a lot like coaching, doesn't it? And I love coaching. In fact, I believe that God has put me on this earth to lead, motivate, and coach. For years, I've done so, given my best halftime speech, hoping to inspire my teams to buy into my crazy ideas and plans. So in my mind, I'm called to lead. Which leads me to my final point in this section. And that point is answering this question, how did I get here? Well, a calling, as defined by Webster's Dictionary, or by today's dictionary, Wikipedia, a calling is a strong urge towards a particular way of life, a career, a vocation. And I've gotten here by talking on this podcast today, really by entertaining, inspiring, motivating, and talking. I'm hoping that by entertaining, we can take our minds off of the things of life which hold us down. Maybe that give us anxiety, stress, the weight. Maybe we can lighten the load together. And maybe we can have a little laugh. Secondly, I'm hopeful that we can inspire and motivate one another. That we can inspire and motivate each other to be the leader, the teammate, or maybe even the friend that we had always hoped we'd become. So, that's how we've gotten here today, or more specifically, how I've gotten here onto this podcast, entertaining and talking to you today. The next question you might ask, Chris, who are you? Well, it's a great question. It might be good if I told you a little bit about myself so that we can take this journey together. And knowing a little bit about one another makes the journey that much better. So let's start the journey back in 1970. Man, that seems like a long time ago. Well, that's when I was born and raised in the northeast of the U.S. Specifically, New York. No, not New York City. Move it west a little, in the central where the Finger Lakes are, and then into western New York, Rochester to be specific. In my high school days, I attended Lansing Central School. No, I didn't attend high school with Magic Johnson. There's so many people that think that. Though I would have been a great point guard and he would have been a pretty good backup. No, Magic went to school in Michigan and I was in New York. Graduated from high school in 1988. It was a great year. Went on to college and grad school at Roberts Wesleyan College in Rochester, New York. While I was there, earned an undergrad degree in social work. Played ball, point guard for 4 years for the Raiders, now Red Hawks. And met my soon-to-be, now currently, wife. We went on and did our master's degrees together at Roberts Wesleyan. Lisa earned hers in social work, and I went on to earn mine in strategic leadership. After we were married, we both started careers. And my work career has now spanned over 30 years. College admissions and assistant coaching was my first gig. I quickly transitioned from those positions into athletics full time. The staff and athletic director at Roberts Wesleyan College moved me into positions where I could get my feet wet, my hands dirty, and to learn the industry that became familiar to me called college athletics. So I served as the event manager, setting up, tearing down, hiring students to work games, managing crowds, really the nuts and bolts of everyday athletics. I was also given the task of covering the sports and providing media coverage, both digital, written, and verbal. So I served as sports information director for a number of years. Anything I could do to help, but also to gain experience. After 7 years in those roles, I received my first opportunity to be a full-time head coach, the dream of a lifetime for me. And I was offered the position of head women's basketball coach at Roberts Wesleyan College after serving there for 7 years as the assistant coach. My wife and I enjoyed 5 years as the head women's basketball coach, highlighted by wins in the J.P. Morgan Chase Championship Tournament, as well as two national championship appearances where we finished the season as the national runner-up. After the 2003-04 season, where our team finished 24-9, my wife and I accepted a new job in South Carolina, where we became the head coach of the Southern Western University Warriors. There, we were able to turn a perennial loser into a national champion, winning it all in 2007. That would have been the last game I coached collegiately, and soon after was promoted to the director of athletics. That would be in the summer of 2007. During my time as athletic director at Southern Wesleyan, which spanned 13 years, my team and I were able to transition the athletics department from the NAI to the NCAA. No small task, in particular for a small Christian school, trying to enter into the largest conglomerate of college athletics, the NCAA. It was 3 years of research prior to making the initial application, then making the application, being denied by the NCAA, appealing the NCAA, and winning the appeal, not only once, but twice. Finally, in the summer of 2016, my team and Southern Wesleyan University were granted full membership into the NCAA Division II and into Conference Carolinas. Also, during our time as the athletic director at Southern Wesleyan, we were able to improve facilities, add sports, and really my greatest achievement was to continue to increase the academic rigor of our student athletes. Our GPAs rose every year, and we ended at 3.25 with nearly 300 student athletes in 18 varsity sports. Now, after all those years in higher ed and college athletics, I've retired but jumped into the private sector, serving now as the executive director for the vertical engineering team. Vertical Engineering is a ropes course construction company with over 20 years of experience in ropes course and zip line creation. This locally based company, family owned, is passionate about aligning their construction abilities with your course dreams, and I'm honored to be their executive director. Well, that's a little bit about me. You know, might be actually more than you wanted to hear, but it gives you an idea about Chris, the guy behind the mic, and how he got here. So now, as we wrap up this first episode of Vertical View, what can you and I expect from this podcast? Well, we're hoping that it's once a week, that we can drop a new episode for you to be a part of, for you to listen to contemplate, hopefully to become better leaders, teammates, and friends. Second, we hope that we'll cover topics like leadership, coaching, mental health, and more. And we'll have several guests, and hopefully we'll meet new people together. Well, that's the end of this episode's journey, and I'm so glad that we were able to figure out how I got here. In the next episode of Vertical View, we'll have our first guests. And the guests are the guys who hired me. So there was likely a little bit of guilt and probably just the right thing to do by having these guys on as our first guests. You'll want to meet them. They're the co-owners of Vertical Engineering, Andrew Hobson and Joey Goldsmith. And honestly, they will bring some new insight to why they are leaders in the adventure industry. You won't want to miss it. Well, I want to thank you for listening. I also want you to follow me on Twitter. And you can do so at @VE_executive. For now, I'm going to see you next time at the Vertical View.